Now. Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the Morning, is Zero, Rat, and Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
One of these days, we will put a statue up in her honor, declaring her to be Fargo Moorhead's Dear Abby. I'm thinking we'll make it out of cheese.
The fair's coming up. Could be a butter statue.
Yeah, or that.
Oh, my.
Have you ever seen people that can like carve stuff out of cheese and butter?
No.
Impressive. Who are we kidding? If a statue was made of, like, rat and I, then they'd need to use cheese and butter because we're disgusting. Maggie's would be like a carrot statue.
A carrot statue?
Carved out of a carrot.
What?
Because it's healthy.
Yeah.
And it's the one kind of statue that
I don't need help.
We wouldn't be eating.
Yeah. And they could use baby carrots.
Oh, there it is.
Slid in the short joke. Maggie the Love Doctor, your first hashtag love prob comes from Nathan. I think it's about time I break up with my girlfriend, but I'm not sure how girls, quote, like to be broke up with, end quote. Do I just tell her I'm not feeling it? Can I shoot a text message? It's only been 5 months, and I'm hoping she sees it coming.
Okay, first of all, Nathan, no girl likes to be broken up with. Like, what is that? And yes, you tell her, you do not text her.
You can't text?
I don't care how long you've been dating or how little you've, you know, time period. You don't text a girl to break up with her.
What about BlackBerry,
no.
The instant message
no
thing
texting,
we got there?
No texting, no emailing, no Snapchatting, no form of social media do you ever break up with a girl.
If he's the kind of guy who would send a text to break up with a girl, she might actually like getting broken up with in this instance.
I still don't think she's going to like it, but man up, just tell her.
I think the stereotypical, it's stereotypical and cliche because it works. It's not you, it's me. I'm just not in the right place right now.
Mm-hmm.
They might think you're full of horse patootie, but they're going to just accept it and know
right.
You're done, right?
Right.
Alyssa says, for a Maggie the Love Doctor, my husband really likes cars and his motorcycles and has completely taken over our garage. My SUV is currently parked on the street. I'm not wrong in thinking he needs to figure out something else for his crap so I can park my car in the garage, am I?
No, not at all. Yeah. I think things can be rearranged or moved around even.
Go home early and move his stuff outside to the street. And do it. Make sure you do it the first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
Spring cleanup week. Go ahead and put your car in the garage. You're good to go.
I found a Harley on the curb.
Oh, my God.
So she isn't overreacting, but I think she should be able to put.
No, I don't think she is. I mean, you know, summertime, it's really not as big of a deal. But wintertime, it sucks. I've been there.
I actually had a friend who their three-stall garage, three stalls, was filled with just random crap. And both of them parked outside, and they had a boat on the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do you have a garage? It's not a workshop.
Do some cleaning.
Figure something out, man. Mm-hmm.
Initially, the only way I knew that wasn't me he was talking about was three-stall garage.
Yeah, you want to make sure it wasn't you? Well, you finally, now you park in the garage, don't you?
Yes, now it's clear.
I'm actually the one person in the room that hasn't had this exact problem, because you've had a period in your life where you couldn't park in your garage. And you had a period in your life where you couldn't park in your garage.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't lived this. Knock on wood. Lisa says, for a Maggie the Love Doctor, I think the girls are awful. They are catty and competitive, and that's why I surround myself with men. But this drives my fiancé nuts. He just doesn't get it. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong in a sense, but I think you do need to make sure, like, if this is making him mad, maybe you should get some girlfriends that you can stand being around.
Or at least kind of try to limit the amount of time you're out partying with just dudes without him around.
Because I know girls that are like that. They don't like being with girls because there's too much drama.
Yeah.
So they have more guy friends than girlfriends.
I tell you what, there's nothing worse than a girlfriend who has more guy friends than I have guy friends.
Well, and Rat and I were often in that situation when we were still on the market because we're each other's only friend.
Aww.
Should I cue up the sad music?
This isn't sad enough.
I think this is appears to be your last one. Heather says for you, I have been friends with Stacy for probably 8 years, but I hate this is all in bold, Stacy's new fiance. Is there a way I can ask her to come to my wedding, which is in August, but have her not bring her fiance? I need her there. She's like my best friend. I can't imagine it without her, but I really don't want this... I'll just say guy. There's another word. This guy and my special day. Any thoughts?
I think there might be, because I think if you're as good as friends with her as you say you are, she already knows you don't like the guy.
Right.
But I don't know that there's an actual way, now that it's her fiance, I don't think there's a way that she can come to your wedding without him.
You're causing some real drama.
Yeah. An unnecessary drama at your own wedding.
Like, limit your time with him.
Yeah.
Unless there's a reason you think he'd cause a ruckus there. Like, if he's an alcoholic and causes scenes. Like, if you have a good reason that he shouldn't come.
Oh, trust me, there's going to be plenty of other alcoholics at that wedding.
Uncle Jim, come on now. Cool it off. This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I often wish the entire radio show was Maggie the Love Doctor, so Rat and I could just put up our heels and let Maggie carry the show. Would that be okay?
If you guys are wearing heels, beyond, you know, by all means, throw your feet up.
We just sit here and hang out, and you take care of business.
Gee, why don't we have more guy friends?
I don't think anybody really wonders the answer to that question. I think we make that evident every single day. Hey, you guys want to go out drinking? Sure. I heard this really cool stat about women's fashion. Did you know 30% of... you know what? You guys just stay home.
I just wanted to take off my heels and dance.
Just want to dance. Hey, the Payhouse queue to call in like 3 minutes, okay?
Wakey. Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Oh, it's even more stupid than you could possibly imagine.
Y94.